Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I'd like to show you how to download, install and use the Looktel Money Reader application for your Apple Mac. And the Looktel Money Reader is available from the Mac App Store. So we'll go and run that shortly. So let me first of all say that my Mac Air is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual, I'm going to start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with Shift VOD. Of course, the VO keys being the Control and Option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift Control Option D.
Desktop Macintosh HD selected volume.
Now I'm actually going to run the Mac App Store from my dock. So I'm going to the dock with VOD or Control Option D for dock.
Dock. System preferences.
Let me type in AP for App Store.
App Store, 6 new items, 6 of 28.
And I've got 6 new items. I need some applications updated apparently. That's okay for now. VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar to activate the App Store.
Finder. App Store, App Store, Window, App Store Activity, HTML Content has Keyboard Focus.
Okay, now what we want to do is find the Looktel Money Reader application in the Mac App Store. So I'm actually going to do Command F for Find.
Search text field.
So I'm just going to type in Money Reader.
Money.
Okay,
Reader. Money Reader. Heading level 2, search results for Money Reader, sort by, relevance, sort by, pop-up button, Looktel Money Reader, group, with 2 items, link image, Looktel Money Reader, list 3 items, link, Looktel Money Reader, utilities, install, Looktel Money Reader, free button, actions for Looktel Money Reader, pop-up button, copyright sign.
Okay, I'll stop it there. Now, of course, it's free on my Mac App Store screen because I've actually purchased the application. And I think from memory, though I could be wrong, I believe the application was around about $10. Okay, so I'm just going to jump back up to that hyperlink to let the Mac App Store describe the Looktel Money Reader application to you. So I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way with VoiceOver and a web browser type thing. And that's by doing Shift VO Command L or Shift Control Option Command L, which is just to go back a link.
Looktel Money Reader, link.
Okay, and of course, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar, activate that. Then I'll just let the HTML page read itself to describe the Looktel Money Reader application to you.
Press link, HTML content. Link image, Looktel Money Reader. Install, Looktel Money Reader, free button. Actions for Looktel Money Reader, pop-up button. Heading level 1, Looktel Money Reader. Looktel Money Reader instantly recognizes currency and speaks the denomination, enabling people with visual impairments or blindness to quickly and easily identify and count bills. Simply hold a bill in front of your Mac's camera and the application will tell you the denomination in real time. Several currencies are supported including the US dollar, euro, British pound, Canadian dollar, and Australian dollar. Featuring Looktel's patented and proprietary object recognition technology, Looktel Money Reader makes it as easy to recognize bills as possible. There's no need to capture a photo and wait for a result. Recognition happens instantly and in real time. Additionally, the app does not require any internet connection, which means it can read money quickly at any location, anytime. Looktel Money Reader is a helpful assistant that's simple and easy to use. Use the application to quickly and easily sort money with total independence. Looktel Money Reader provides voiceover support for several languages including English, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Polish, Russian, Portuguese, Korean, Finnish, Danish, Swedish, Norwegian, Japanese, Greek, Hungarian, and Mandarin. Note: Looktel Money Reader requires an environment with plenty of light. Disclaimer: this app should not be used to detect counterfeit currency or be solely relied upon for money identification. Internal link. More. Application screenshot image. List 2 items. Application screenshot thumbnail 1. Selected radio button. Application screenshot thumbnail 2. Radio button. Link. IPPLEX website. Link. Looktel Money Reader support. Heading level 2. Information.
Okay,
list 8 items.
Okay, now I'm going to jump. Now I'm going to jump back to the control to purchase the application. So I'm going to jump back to that button. So I'm going to do Shift VO Command J or Shift Control Option Command J.
Application screenshot thumbnail 2 radio button.
Okay, and again.
Application screenshot thumbnail actions for LookTel Money again. Install LookTel Money Reader free button.
Okay, and then VA spacebar or Control Option spacebar on the install button.
Press install LookTel Money interact with dialog for window App Store. Sign in to download from the App Store. If you have an Apple ID.
Okay, so I'll type in my Apple ID password and press enter.
Install LookTel Money Reader free dim button. Interact with grid no selection. 5 rows, 8 columns, Amadeus Pro.
Okay, so if I go to the bottom of this current window.
Downloading.
It's currently downloading, and I went to the bottom, of course, the Launchpad window. And to do that, I basically pressed Shift VO End, remembering that on a MacBook keyboard, in this case the Mac Air keyboard, in reality, the keys I pressed was actually Shift Function, Control Option, and Right Arrow, because holding the Function key turns the Right Arrow into your End key. So let me just see if it's finished downloading. I'm going to move to the left with VO Left Arrow, Control Option Left Arrow.
Easy Ringtone Creator.
And I'm going to move to the right, back on the spot where we were before with VO Right Arrow or Control Option Right Arrow.
Money Reader.
And there it is, ready to go. So I could just come out of Launchpad and go and run it through the Applications folder, or I can just press VO Spacebar, Control Option Spacebar now, which I will do now. So VO Spacebar, Control Option Spacebar.
Prep. Money Reader. Window. VoiceOver Settings Activity. Money Reader ready.
Okay, Money Reader is ready. And there's nothing that you can navigate to on the screen. If I tried to do VO Left Arrow and VO Right Arrow, and VO Up and Down Arrow, there's nothing. So basically the application is waiting there for a bill or a note to appear in front of the EyeSight camera. So I'm going to grab a bill. Now, what I've noticed in previous trials of doing this, I'm going to take the bill and hold it up to the camera, then I'm going to take it away slowly.
$5 Australian.
Okay, so $5 Australian. I'll put that one down, grab the next one, take it right in front of the EyeSight camera, pull it away slowly.
$20 Australian.
$20 Australian. And this final one, let's have a look and see what this one is. So take the top of the screen right in front of the EyeSight camera, pull it away slowly.
$50 Australian.
Okay, $50 Australian. So that's how easy it is to identify bills or notes. We're lucky here in Australia because the notes are actually of different sizes. And I know that definitely was a 5 and 20 and a 50 because of our different sizes in Australia. But I've never found it to misread a bill. I've also tested it with the $100 bill, and it was also fine, as well as the $10 bill as well. So the only thing you can actually do in the application, let me just go to the menu bar with VOM for menu, Control Option M.
Menu bar, Apple.
Okay, VO Right Arrow, Control Option Right Arrow.
Money Reader.
Okay, and then VO Down, Control Option Down Arrow.
Money Reader, about LookTel Money Reader.
Okay, so you can read about it, and then
preferences, ellipsis, dim command, comma.
There's no preferences because it's working with the internal EyeSight camera.
Services, hide LookTel Money, hide others, show all, quit LookTel Money Reader, command, Q.
Okay, or quit.
Closing menu.
Now, if I come back to my light switch, I turn the light off in the room. Okay, I'm going to come back to my Mac. And I'm going to close down the LookTel Money Reader application.
App Store, Window.
And I'm now going to rerun the application in basically no light conditions. So I'm going to go to my desktop with Shift VOD, Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD.
Okay, let's go to the Applications folder with Shift Command A for Applications.
App now in Applications, Window, List View, Table.
Okay, and I'm just going to type in M-O-N-E-Y.
Moneyreader.app. Today 9:14.
And let's run it with Command-O to open it.
Open. Money Reader. Window. VoiceOver Settings Activity. Money Reader ready. Low light.
Okay, so it actually will tell you that you're running in low light conditions. So let me go back and turn the light on again. Now, it's not going to say that it's back in normal light. But if I run it again quickly, so I'm going to do Command Q.
Finder, Applications, Window.
So we should still be on Money Reader. So I'm going to press Command O again.
Open. Money Reader, Window, VoiceOver Settings Activity. Money Reader ready.
Okay, so we're back in normal light conditions. So it's actually good that it gives you some indication that the camera believes that it's not getting enough light to come in to identify the bill correctly for you. So that concludes this demonstration of locating the Money Reader application in the Mac App Store, downloading it, having it install, running the application, using the application and quitting it. And also to a little demo there at the end to show you what it would do if you had no light or very low light conditions. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.